want you to take your Bible this morning and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 29. Deuteronomy 29. If you have a cell phone with you, make sure it's either on vibrate or turned off so it does not interrupt our service. If you need to step out toward the back. Let's not use this door to come or go because it would interrupt the service. Deuteronomy chapter 29. Find verse number 1. Deuteronomy chapter 29. I want you to find verse number 1. Stand with me, if you would, please, out of reverence to the Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 29, starting with verse number 1, the Bible says, "These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, Ye have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh, and unto all his servants, and unto all his land. The greater temptations which thine hand eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles. Yet the Lord hath not given you an heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot." Verse number 5 is the verse from which I will preach today, where God said, he said, "Your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot." I call the sermon today, Spiritual Lifetime Warranties. Spiritual Lifetime Warranties. Father, bless us with thy presence. Give me clarity of mind and speech. Help us to hear right. May no one talk and goof off during the service. Might we concentrate on the Word of God. Help us today to be helped because we came and listened to the never-dying truth of the only book you ever wrote. Holy Spirit, do a work that is supernatural, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can have a seat there. The children of Israel are the focal point here in these words of Deuteronomy 29. God is speaking to them. God's children had been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, and so you know it was a self-inflicted mess. So you all know there are messes in life that we face, and we didn't get ourselves into the mess. And yet there are other messes that we create for ourselves. But I want you to understand God cares about you, whether you're in a self-inflicted mess or it's an others-inflicted mess, God still cares. They had a long, difficult journey because they were wandering in the wilderness. They had experienced and they had seen some miraculous events. Boy, they'd seen the parting of the Red Sea. God gave them manna to eat and gave them a pillar cloud to lead them by day and a pillar of fire to lead them by night. He provided them with water that came forth out of a rock, and they had a lot of what we would call wilderness wandering journey victories. But God comes to them in Deuteronomy 29, verse number 5, and he reminds them of how he had cared for them and met their needs when they were wandering in the wilderness. If you listen to what it said there, he says to them, he said, "Your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot." God was telling them, your clothes for these 40 years, your clothes did not wear out. In other words, they went into the wilderness and they had the clothes that they had on their back. And for 40 years, those clothes were adequate for those people. They physically grew over those 40 years. But God had a way of making sure that the clothes grew with them. Their clothes did not wear out. There were no holes in any knees. They miraculously had all the clothing they needed. They didn't take a bunch of clothes and scraps to make quilts. There was no need. There were no rags made out of their clothes because they went into the wilderness wearing a set of clothes. For 40 years, those clothes were adequate, and God made sure that their clothes were cared for, and whatever God needed to do to keep those people properly clothed, he did for 40 years. And then he pointed out, he said, "Not only did I meet your needs with those your clothing, I also met your needs with your shoes." They had a pair of shoes going into the wilderness. They wandered for 40 years. And for 40 years, they had that one pair of shoes, and it lasted them the entire 40 years. They didn't have a cobbler in the wilderness that would fix their shoes. Their feet would grow, but God miraculously made their shoes grow with their feet. There was no shoe store in the wilderness. There was no clothing store in the wilderness. God had provided everything that they needed. There was virtually, they had a 40-year warranty on their shoes and a 40-year warranty on their clothes. When I bought my wife's wedding ring, we got it at K Jewelers. She reminded me today that every kiss begins with K. But when I bought her wedding ring, I bought her a ring, and they gave us a lifetime warranty on that ring and the stones. And I'll never forget it. When I bought the ring, they told me there's a lifetime warranty on this ring. Then they handed me a document that was that actual lifetime warranty, and they said, you can't beat that deal anywhere. You just bought a ring, and it has a warranty, it's lifetime, and this piece of paper right here gives you the security that what we promise you about that ring is true. That's what they told me. And many of you, you've purchased maybe jewelry and got a lifetime warranty with it. It means they're going to cover it. For the rest of your life, it's going to be covered. When I was a young man, when I graduated from high school, I worked in a machine shop. I was a machinist. I ran lathes and mills, and when I worked my way through Bible college a long, long time ago, back when Noah was running for president of the United States, when I was working my way through Bible college, I went out and I purchased some mechanics tools. Some of you men will remember this. I went out and I bought me some Craftsman tools. And that's because if you bought Craftsman tools, they had a lifetime warranty on them. Against everything except for loss. And my dad said, boy, they need to warranty. If you got teenage boys, they need to warranty those tools against loss. He said, I lost them. I didn't break any of them, but they were lost because my kids would take them out and fix things. But I got a warranty on my set of wrenches, and I still in my toolbox to this day. I've got a set of Craftsman wrenches and Craftsman screwdrivers, and I got a warranty with them. It was a lifetime warranty. I got a paper that said that they had a warranty on them. The children of Israel had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Though they did not get a document that stated there was a warranty on their shoes or a warranty on their clothes, they did have that document. And you might say, well, preacher, you know, isn't that a wonderful thing that their shoes last them all that time and their clothing lasts them all that time, and it's a rarity in life that you'll stumble across something where they'll actually give you a lifetime warranty. But I got to thinking about it, and I got to thinking about the Bible. I call the sermon Spiritual Lifetime Warranties. And let me tell you something. When that person at K Jewelers said to me, I'm giving you a piece of paper that gives you the assurance that your ring has a lifetime warranty, and you can't beat that. This paper gives you that security. And they even made the statement, you can't get that just anywhere. And they're right about that. But let me tell you something, folks. Today, I hold a paper, and this paper tells me there are some lifetime warranties that the God of the universe has placed on a few things that you and I, as born-again Christians, have access to. And I'm going to share those things with you today. There are things in the Christian life that have a lifetime warranty on them. For instance, our salvation has a lifetime warranty. Listen to this verse, John chapter 10, verse 27 through 29. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Here the Bible teaches us when we get saved, God saves us once and for all. And so you get saved, and you've got a warranty on that thing. That salvation will carry you from here all the way to heaven. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 9, it's called eternal salvation. In John 3:16, he said that you have access to everlasting life. Hey, is God's grace still amazing to you? It ought to be. You have a lifetime warranty. Brother Dave, I'm going to see if I can get this microphone to come on for me. Testing, testing, testing. That's it. That's it. When you got saved, God saved you, and he gave you, you can turn the volume down just a little bit, or if somebody has a toupee on, I'll blow it right off the top of their head in a second. That's good right there. When God saved you, he saved you, and he gave you a lifetime warranty on that thing. You are saved, and the Bible very clearly teaches you get saved, and God keeps you saved. Now, you won't lose your salvation. You could lose some blessing along the way, but you will not lose your salvation. That's something that God took care of. Your salvation is good for all of your life and for all of eternity. It will take you to heaven. It will keep you in heaven for all eternity. It will assure you of no hell. It's there. Hey, there's no breakdown in salvation. Once you have it, you have it. He created salvation and provided salvation, and he'll keep you saved. Your salvation does not grow old. Now, it may be that in your salvation, it may have grown a little old to you, but so you know, your salvation is as strong and your salvation is as capable as it's ever been. Your thankfulness for your salvation, that may not be fresh, but your salvation is fresh. You're just as saved today as the day you got saved. Now, if you're not born again, you need to get saved. Yeah, what a deal. Get saved. God said, I'll save you, then I'll keep you, and I'll take you to heaven. And I've already said this, but if you get saved and you don't do right in your life, you could be miserable. You could be a saved person on your way to heaven and suffer some misery along the way. You could have lack of blessing in your life. But if you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, he saves you. He puts a lifetime warranty on that salvation. And when that lady said to me about the ring, said, hey, boy, I can give you this piece of paper, and it gives you the assurance that you're covered and your ring is covered for a lifetime. Let me tell you, that ring is precious to my wife. That ring is precious to us as a married couple, but not as precious as the salvation of a soul. And if God saved you, you're saved, and you have a lifetime warranty on your salvation. Not only that, did you know that there is a lifetime warranty on heaven? On heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 9 says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Hey, look, heaven is not growing old and in need of repair. Folks, if you went out and you bought you a brand new house and you built you a brand new house, and boy, if you brought us by to let us take a look at it, you'd be showing us everything. You'd say, this is nice. Look at this. Brand new carpeting. Look at this. Brand new drywall. Brand new paint. Look at this. Brand new furniture. Then if we come by in about 5 years, it wouldn't look as brand new, would it? It would get some wear and tear on it. Well, in heaven, there is no wear and tear. Heaven is as beautiful today as it was in its beginning, whenever that was. Heaven has a lifetime warranty on it. Heaven's streets will never have potholes. Heaven's population does not create a wear and tear on the property. When we get there, it won't be wore out. My granddaughter, she one day said to me, she said, Grandpa, your hair is very gray. And I said, yes, my hair's gray. That's because I'm growing old. And she didn't understand, and you'll have to understand this word that she used. She said, well, why don't you do what women do? I said, well, what do they do? She said, well, what they do to their hair. I said, what do they do to their hair? She said, they diarrhea it. I said, sweetheart, I don't think that's exactly what they do to it, but I know where you're going with that thing. Folks, you know, my hair's turning gray, and many of yours did too. We just don't know it. Some of you, it turned loose, but I've got news for you. That happens to you and me because we're growing old. But in heaven, they don't need a fresh paint job. Heaven is as clean as it's ever been. Heaven's gold is not tarnished. Heaven's gates are not in need of repair. Heaven does not grow old. Heaven is as pure as heaven has ever been. Heaven's furnishings are not broken down due to usage. Hey, you're going to get meant to go to the very same heaven that Abraham went to, and heaven is in the same condition today as it was when Abraham went there, and when Elijah went there, and when Noah went there, and when the Apostle Paul went there, and when Stephen went there. We won't go up there and say, you know what, you can tell people have been walking on this heavenly carpeting right here because there's a war spot. No war spot in the carpet in heaven, because heaven has a lifetime warranty guaranteed to be perfect for all eternity. What a deal. What a deal. Heaven needs no maintenance man. Heaven's pearly gates don't need dusted. They're not wore down. Everything there is just right. You ever walk into some place and take a big old whiff of it and say, ooh, that doesn't smell right? You won't have to worry. In heaven, no soiled smells. None. Heaven is better than new. Heaven has a lifetime warranty. What a deal. I got a thing called salvation. How long's it good, Brother Owens? It's got a lifetime warranty on it. Then I get to go, because of that salvation, to a heaven. Well, what kind of place is it? Well, I just know this. It's perfect, and that perfection has a lifetime warranty. That's even better than my Craftsman tools. Not only that, God's mercy, He promises, has a lifetime warranty on the mercy. In Psalm 138, verse 8, the Bible says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever." Ha! God's mercy has a lifetime warranty on it. Oh, and we all ought to thank God that His mercy is promised, and that mercy has a lifetime warranty that goes along with that promise. You know, God was merciful to me years ago. I was a 16-year-old boy, didn't know anything. Now I'm a 55-year-old man. I don't know much more than what I did back then. But I can tell you this, at 16 years of age, God was merciful to Jeff Owens. But do you know something? I'm 55, and yesterday, God again was merciful to Jeff Owens. Matter of fact, God's been merciful to me and to you every single day. From the day that you got saved to this very day, the mercy of God has been active in your life. God was merciful to us years ago and is still showing that same loving kindness, that marvelous mercy to us today. God's mercy is as merciful as ever. God's mercy is as kind as ever. God's mercy is as tender as ever. God's mercy does not wear out. God did not use up all His mercy on the Old Testament saints. You look back at some of the Old Testament saints and some of the things that they did. Moses took out a stick and he beat on the rock, and he did some things he shouldn't have done. And you look at some of the behavior of the Old Testament saints, we might have wondered, if God only had so much mercy, He might have used it all up on some of the knuckleheads in the Old Testament. But God said, no, My mercy has a lifetime warranty. I promised it to you. My mercy is as pure. My mercy is as strong. My mercy is as capable. My mercy is as capable as it's ever been before. Hey, God did not wear out His mercy on your faults of yesterday. And we get to thinking this. You know, God tells you, live right, do right, live right, do right. And there are times you don't live right and you don't do right. And then God's merciful. And God shows tenderness and kindness towards you and gives you a chance to get yourself straightened out. And so you serve Him again for a little while. And then it's not long, you're out of church again. You're not serving God again. You're doing things you're not supposed to do again. And you're messing up your life again. But you know what? God's merciful with you. And He's tender with you. And He's loving with you. And He's kind with you. And He tries to get you back into church. And so you get back into church. And what happens? You mess up again. And can I tell you all something? You're not supposed to play around with God. And you're not supposed to live that way. But I am going to give you a little bit of assurance. The mercy of God is not weak today. You say, preacher, I think I done wore out the mercy of God in my life a long time ago. You are exactly wrong. You did not wear out that mercy, because He told us it was an everlasting mercy. That's a lifetime warranty on mercy. You say, well, He's not really being real patient with me right now. Let me make it very clear.
wired to you, what's ever happening in your life right now, even if you feel like you're under the pressure of God, He's being merciful. You say, well, I don't think it could get any worse. Don't ever say that. Don't ever say, I don't think it could get any worse, because God could prove to you very well it could get a whole lot worse in just a moment. The mercy of God has a lifetime warranty on it. And thank God, God saved me and said, I'll take care of you forever. I'm going to take you to a heaven, and it's got a lifetime warranty. Then I'm going to throw in a dose of mercy. And that mercy's not short term, it's long term. It's got a lifetime warranty. I got to tell you, I was a little bit jealous. You say, of what? The children of Israel. I can't tell you how many pair of shoes I've been through in my life. And God knows, worse than the shoes are the breeches. And they won't. They won't, because mine were wore outs, because mine were blown out. I'm like Oprah. I'm fat one day and skinny the next. But I ain't got the money she's got to make her happen. But I was a little jealous. Father, they got to see those shoes for 40 years and their clothes for 40 years and have a 40-year warranty. Well, folks, I've got news for you. We got one up on the children of Israel, because it's not just our shoes. It's not just our dresses. It's not just our pants. Hey, it's the mercy of God, a lifetime warranty. The mercy you enjoyed in years gone by is everlasting. Remember it. Claim it again. It's still real. It's yours. Hey, this gets better. Did you know that we have been promised a lifetime warranty of the love of God? The love of God. His love for us has a lifetime warranty. Jeremiah 31:3 says, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Ha! An everlasting love. Hey, God's love is as deep as it's ever been. God's love is as thick as it's ever been. God's reservoir of love is overflowing. It's not empty. I'll tell you, for some reason, the fuel gauge on my car seems to go down easier than it goes up. And every time I turn around, we drove back and forth. I preached in Wilmington, a revival this week, and every night I drive to Wilmington, two hours, 2:15, 2 hours and 30 minutes, preach, and then drive back. And every time I pulled into the gas station, I felt like I needed to buy stock in the fuel market. God has a reservoir. He's got a love tank. But I've got news for you. All the people He's loved, all the time that He's loved, all the love that He's given, do you know what? That thing stays on full. It just stays on full. He said, but boy, God's really had to go out of His way to love me in some of the situations I've been in. Hey, His love is ready made for that. God promised you an everlasting love. So if you're here today and you say, preacher, I'm down a little bit. I begin to wonder if anybody really loves me. Well, first of all, let me tell you, there's people that love you whether you know it or not. This pastor will love you. There are people that will love you. But I got better news than that. I might let you down. People might let you down. But God has never let anybody down. And God loves you today. I don't care what you've done, where you've been. I don't care what you've been through. God loves you. And that love is as strong as it's ever been. It doesn't matter to me what's happening in the world market. It does not matter to me what's happening across this nation. God is still a God of love, and that love is an everlasting love. It's got a lifetime warranty on it. God still loves the hard to love. God still loves with the heavenly love. God's love has a lifetime warranty. But then I got to thinking, you know, I think I'm doing better than a 40-year warranty on my shoes and my breeches. Well, I've got His salvation. I've got His heaven. I've got this mercy. I've got His love. And then I stumbled across this verse. 1 Peter 2:23, it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Hey, God gave us a book with a lifetime warranty. Lifetime warranty. The Bible is not outdated. Hey, it's not old news. It's good news. It still applies to us today. Hey, it's the same yesterday and today and forever. You say, why is that? Because Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. And that book is printed Jesus. That's what it is. And folks, we've got a book that's got a lifetime warranty. I don't care how many of the Bible printers out there want to mess with it, mess it up, try to dilute it and everything. God will make sure that you and I have a pure word of God because He promised us that He would put a lifetime warranty on that book. And when we get to heaven, folks, let me tell you, some of you need to get used to probably carrying a Bible around with you every once in a while, because in heaven, you're going to be like me. You're going to be a Bible thumper. You say, is there going to be a library in heaven? There will be. It'll have 66 books in it. We have a lifetime warranty on our Bible. It was pure. It is pure. It always will be pure. God's world, hey, did you know that God's word, if you will, is not held together with duct tape? Now, your printed page might be, and there's nothing wrong with duct tape. If you're from West Virginia, I mean, the state's held together with duct tape. I'm for duct tape. I mean, they even have high technology duct tape with camo print on it and stuff. But I'm here to tell you, in heaven, the heavenly word of God is not held together with duct tape. It's not falling apart. The heavenly word of God is as pristine and capable and pure and holy as it's ever been. Folks, I don't care what the world does with the book. The book is still God's book, and we have a lifetime warranty on God's word. God has not changed His mind. God has not phased any of it out. The Bible is as current today as it's ever been. It is current news. It is good news for modern man. And I'm not exalting that Bible. I don't think that's the one to use. I'm here to tell you, hey, the Bible is not in need of editing. The Bible is not in need of proofreading. The Bible is not in need of an overhaul. It's up to date. Everybody else is out of times. It's exactly right. We have a lifetime warranty on the Word of God. Could I recommend to all of us that we realize that the characteristic of kindness is supposed to be a lifetime commitment from you and I toward others. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:8, charity never faileth. You know, there's an expectation placed upon us by God that we ought to love one another. There's a right and a wrong way to treat people. And that love, that behavior, being good to one another, being kind to one another, kindness between Christians, that is a lifetime commitment. Hating people is still wrong. Our loving people has not, hey, we're supposed to love people. That's not been phased out. You say, but today in this society, people are so angry and so hard to get along with. But we are to have a lifetime commitment to charity, and a lifetime commitment to kindness, and a lifetime commitment to being good to people. God has not developed a new plan for the Christian's treatment of other people. It's the same old plan. There's a lifetime expectation on that thing. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:32, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. That's still in the Bible. We're to be good to one another. Love is still the right way. Revenge is still wrong. Love still works. Hate is still wrong. God loved, and God, hey, there's the disciple named John. You know what John called himself? He called himself the disciple who Jesus loved. He just knew Jesus loved him. Well, folks, Jesus loves you, and there ought to be people that know that you love them. And this thing of the love of God and this thing of goodness and kindness between people, it is a lifetime commitment. Just like God gave us a word, His word, and put a lifetime warranty on it, the expectation upon Christians ought to be that we spend our lifetime loving people. Hey, I like this. Did you know that God's promise to give to you, if you will give to Him, that promise has a lifetime warranty on it? For instance, Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, it says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through or steal. He said, be careful. If all your riches are all about down here, that stuff, you don't get warranties on it. Your tires have wear on them. Your couch has a ketchup stain. Your carpet has a wear spot. Your clothes, they have tears. He said, you better be careful how much you invest down here. He said, you better learn how to invest up there. He goes on in Luke chapter 6:38 and says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with, all it shall be measured to you again. God is telling us, you better be careful. You do all your investing all on things down here, things that wear out, things that rust, things that need repainted, things that lose their zip, things that don't work anymore. He said, you better learn to invest in things that are eternal. You better learn to invest in those things that don't wear out. He said this in Malachi 3:10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now wherewith, saith the Lord of hosts. See if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive. This is a lifetime guarantee by God. God said, you give to me, I'll give back to you. And I've got good news for you, folks. God can outgive you. He can outgive you. God's ability to provide for you by way of your faith has not been weakened at all. It's got a lifetime warranty. God can and still does provide for us. Sacrifice by the Christian is still a part of God's plan. Hey, did you know God's still looking for widows with their mites so he can bless them? It's still possible that a lad can give a few loaves and a few fish and feed the multitudes. Still possible. God pays the highest interest and the highest returns anywhere in the universe. That's just the way it is. Heaven's bank account does not need FDIC. FDIC is how they say they're going to give you insurance to cover your money. Folks, you don't need any insurance to cover what you give to God. You don't have to worry about the heavenly economy. It's got all the protection it needs. God's ability to reward you for your giving has not been weakened. Hey, the promise that if you give to God, he'll give to you, it's got a lifetime warranty. I'm done, but I would be amiss if I did not say this to you. Hell's gates came with a lifetime warranty. Matthew 18:8, it says, wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off, cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life, halt, or maim, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Everlasting fire. Let me explain. That fire never goes out. According to Jude 6, there are everlasting chains for the devil and his angels. It's bad news, but it's true news. Hell's fire is not cooler than it used to be. You see, God said there's a place called hell, and if you go there, you'll be in everlasting fire. You know what that is? That's another lifetime warranty. But it's a warranty going the opposite direction. If you go to hell because you never get saved, if you reject Jesus Christ and you never get saved and you go to hell, once you're there forever. That's guaranteed. There's a lifetime warranty on hell's gates. Hell's not started taking breaks, so you all know. Hell's not started a vacation program of some sort. Hell is as terrible today as it was for the rich man in Luke 19 when he died and went there. Hell is still the final destiny of Satan and always will be. Hell lasts as long as heaven. Do you all know that? So in essence, the devil has a lifetime warranty on what he offers you. A lifetime of misery. And he can help provide that all the way through your life. He'll put you in hell. All the way through this life and the next. The gates there, they never break down. The fire there never goes out. The misery there, at its peak, 24/7. I'm glad I have Jesus as my Savior. Amen. I'm glad I've got a book and a mercy and a heaven and a love. Wow. And it's not just for a moment. Lifetime. Lifetime warranty. Every head bowed, every eye closed. The first question is this. If you died today, do you know for a fact that you'd go to heaven? If you say, Pastor, I don't know that.
Why don't you let us take a Bible today and show you how you can be born again? Let us take the Bible and show you how you can have that lifetime warranty of heaven and salvation, a book that never grows old, a love that never grows cold. If you're not saved, why don't you let us show you how to be saved? Is there anybody under the sound of my voice that would say, Pastor, I'm not born again. I'd like to go to heaven when I die, but I don't know that I would. Pray for me. I don't know that I'm saved. Would you raise your hand and say, pray for me. I don't know I'm going to heaven when I die. All right. In a moment, we'll have an altar call. If you need to be saved, you leave your seat and you come forward. We'll take a Bible and show you how to be saved. There are Christians under the sound of my voice. Maybe even this week, you said to yourself, boy, I've just got it so bad. It seems like everything we have is falling apart, even our bodies. Oh, well, let me tell you something. When you get to heaven, you have a lifetime warranty on that body. It'll never fall apart again. Never will. But there might be some Christians in here that would say, you know what, Pastor? Sure is good to be reminded of the lifetime warranties I have on those things that God's given me. And God has spoken to my heart. God has spoken to me today through the sermon about something I needed for my Christian life. I needed to hear about the lifetime warranty. Who here would raise your hand and say, God has spoken to me? There's no doubt about it. God has spoken to my heart today. We're going to have an altar call. This is what's going to happen. In a moment, the pianist will begin to play. You may put your hands down. After the pianist begin to play, we're going to stand. After we stand, you might need to leave your seat, come down here and get on your knees and just say to the Lord, thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Maybe somebody needs to come down here. Maybe you owe God a little apology. Maybe you've been griping all week long. You just forgot all those warranties you got going for you. All provided by the love of Jesus Christ. If you need the altar, you come. If you need to be saved, you come. I'm going to ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Do you need to come? Do you need a moment at the altar? What has God spared you of this week? Did you think God's mercy had ran out? Oh, no, it's not run out. It's not run out at all. His mercy is as strong as ever. His love is as strong as ever. If you're saved, you're still saved. Oh, you may lose a blessing or two along the way, but you're still saved. His book is not outdated. We have a warranty on it. He promised us that He would make sure that we had a pure word of God for every generation. Oh, their shoes didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't wear out. But my salvation will never wear out. My heaven will never wear out. His mercy will never wear out. His word has a lifetime warranty on it. The kindness experienced in Christianity should have a lifetime warranty. And we ought to live it for a lifetime. God's promise to give to you, if you give to Him, will never wear out. Hey, oh, but it's terrible, the thought. Hell won't wear out either. Hell is everlasting. The gates are everlasting. Some of you have friends. You need to get them into church so they can get born again. Some of you need to start witnessing. You need to grab you some gospel tracts from the usher station and start passing them out. Some of you need to learn to be soul winners. Some of you need to be concerned about the souls of people because the torture of hell is everlasting. It's everlasting. No reprieve. The fire doesn't become cooler. The darkness doesn't become lighter. The eternity does not become shorter. The gates do not become weaker. They're real. While we're busy enjoying our lifetime warranties on the wonderful things that God's made available, we ought to be trying to reach people and make sure they don't end up with a warranty from the devil. If you're sitting out there and you say, you know, preacher, it's just kind of the way my life's been going. It almost feels like everything happens. It's always negative. It's bad, 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 bad. If you're not saved, I believe salvation in Jesus can turn some of that around for you. You could get you a whole lot of good, positive lifetime warranties just like that through salvation. Christian, claim the warranties God's given you. His mercy is still good. He still loves you. You still have your salvation. You have the book that God wrote. You have the church that God promised that the gates of hell shall not prevail against. You have all these wonderful things. Look up, Christian. Be glad. Thank God for everything that you have. we call the sermon Spiritual Lifetime Warranties. Better than Craftsmen. Better than K Jewelers. You say, but they gave me a document at K Jewelers. I've got a whole book that's about an inch and a half thick that's better than the warranty that K Jeweler gave you. That came from the owner of K. My warranty came from the owner of the universe, the creator, the people that the diamonds were made by, is God and his angels. They're the ones that warranty their work. One more time through the song, Brother Hollinger, just one more time. Spiritual lifetime warranties. Again, I was a little jealous. Their shoes never wore out. Their clothes never wore out. Then I got to looking and I thought, if they only knew, look at everything I have. They'd be jealous of me. They'd say, oh, but indeed, those Christians back then had the same promises we have today. Thank you.